can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590-96-590-WKZL. We were just talking about
old
that.
Habits are hard to break, aren't
that
they?
They are. Well, when you don't do it every day, and you know, you try to get into that rhythm, and you know, just things happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you fall back into your usual pattern.
That's right. But nonetheless, we are glad that you are here. This morning's edition of Birdwatch, brought to you by the River Lake Inn, and of course by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center. And joining us, of course, in the studio this morning is Roger Taylor.
Hi, Tim.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good.
We've got a call waiting, we assume, with a question.
All right.
And before we start the trivia question, let's talk to Harold. Harold, how are you this morning?
Just fine, Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Taylor, that's my dad.
Yeah, well, takes one to know one.
How can I help?
Roger, I have a thistle seed feeder that I use to feed the finches,
mm-hmm.
house finches and,
mm-hmm.
and goldfinches.
Mm-hmm.
And about 5, maybe 10 years ago, they just stopped using it. And I thought, well, maybe it was the age and the seed or the yellowed plastic, so I've replaced the thistle seed feeder, but the finches have just stopped feeding at it. It's about 4 feet away from a squirrel-proof feeder that I use to put black oil sunflower seeds in, and I don't know whether they've retrained themselves to just ignore that because they prefer the black oilers or they stop. Now, in the summer months, we're gone to Colorado, and the oil feeder gets emptied, but when I come home in the fall, they have not emptied the thistle seed feeder. So
well, that may be the problem, Harold. You need to put fresh food in a feeder once a week, and if a feeder holds over a week's worth of food, then you shouldn't fill the feeder. And my guess is the seed is just out there too long. All feeders let moisture into the feeder. If they were completely watertight, no seed could come out.
Right.
And thistle seed has yet another problem in that you're dependent on the birds to be able to pick a seed and pull it through that little opening. And have you ever opened a box of cereal and you find that it's only half full? And they have a little warning on there that said packed by weight and the contents may have settled due to shipment. And as your feeder is out swinging in the wind, it compacts the seed down in to where birds can't pull it out through that little hole anymore. And once that happens, then mold grows in it, and it turns to caca very quickly. And so try maybe a half or third filling that feeder, and then put fresh seed in once a week, and never put seed in on top of seed that's been out in the weather.
Okay, that's a good tip. Now, should I empty the feeder out and replace it with seed to start this process?
Yes.
And how long should the birds, should I wait till the fall when I'm going to be home, or should I start now and then be gone for 3 months?
Either way, birds never become dependent on feeders, and so there would be no reason for you not to try it now. And when the feeder goes empty while you're gone, the birds will be delighted to find it when they come back.
Well, your theory that the seed comes compacted or swelling explains why when we go to Colorado and the pine siskins eat the thistle seed, it's emptied in a day.
Yeah.
And so the seed is changed frequently.
Yeah.
Where out here, there are fewer finches,
right,
fewer seed eaters, and the seed sits in the feeder a lot longer.
Well,
so that's probably the clue I needed. Thank you very much.
Especially in the summertime, Harold, if you have a flock of goldfinch coming to your feeder, they'll go through it like the pine siskins. But in the summer, the goldfinch spread out to breed, and you only have a couple coming to your feeder.
I think that this happened around the time I retired and was not here to spend the summer months, but I just don't know. You know, one of the old things, this happens so gradually. But thank you so much, and I'll try it immediately. I hate to throw away the seed, but it's all in a good cause.
Yeah, yeah. And you may want to wash that feeder out now with a mild bleach solution to kill off any mold that may be growing in it.
And let it get good and dry in the sun before I refill it with seed.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks. Have a good summer, Harold.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Now, trivia question.
Trivia question.
This morning's trivia question. When does the fall migration begin, and what bird begins the fall migration?
Wait a minute, we're talking fall, and it's not quite summer yet.
Yes.
All right. Just
what's the first bird to migrate home after breeding here, and that signals the beginning of the fall migration? And a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend goes to the person who can tell us what's the first bird to finish breeding and head home. And not only do you get a bag of Rogers Blend, but you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a buddy with you, your meal, half price.
All right. 382-4280-1877-382-4280. Birdwatch on 590 WKZO. First one to give it a try this morning, Roger, right here in Kalamazoo is Ted. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, Ted, how you doing?
I'm great.
Happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Thank you. You too.
Got a guess?
I'm going to guess Orioles in July.
And we have a winner.
Ooh.
Yes, by the end of June, they're done breeding. They use July to go into what's called hyperphagia, where they put on weight to get to migration weight. And by the 1st of July, they're heading back to Central America. So, yes. Less than 2 weeks after summer officially begins, there are birds already heading back to Central America. And the first ones to go, as Ted correctly identified, are the Orioles. And for getting that right, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn. Don't rush away. We're going to send you back into our producer, who will need some information from you. But then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ted. Have a good weekend. You green thumbers already know bringing a gardener to Waddell's is like bringing a kid to a candy store. Waddell's is stocked full of gorgeous plants, and many of them are on sale. For a huge burst of color each spring, get a prairie fire crab apple tree. This week, get a 7 to 9 foot tall prairie fire crab apple for just $59.97, saving yourself over $30. How about some blooms that last into the summer season? Get some wine and roses, wigelia shrubs, now on sale for just $18.97. Need something to bring bright blooms to your gardens and containers? Geraniums are on sale. Looking for some year-round green? Get some Woodward Globe Arborvita, on sale, just $16.97. Need some plants for a water garden? This week, Get special deals on water lilies and water hyacinth plants. Check out the sale ad at Waddells.com. There's great deals on mulch, patio stone, and more. And when you kids, I mean gardeners, come in, be sure to check out the gorgeous hanging baskets containing plants, even arrangements for cemetery decorating. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, Garden Center, and Bird Store is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th, open Memorial Day, 8 to 5.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Throughout the month of May, River Lake Inn's Chef Mark Bailey is featuring two entrees you are sure to enjoy. The first is River Lake Inn's signature walleye a la Greco, a succulent fillet of Canadian walleye served with your choice of, no, it's served with a mushroom and artichoke sauce and your choice of a potato and salad bar. The second is the Monterey ribeye steak. It's a beautifully aged USDA ribeye steak grilled to perfection with Monterey cheese, garden fresh tomato, and sweet grilled peppers, also with the choice of potato and salad bar. In addition to these features, their full menu, buffet, and other daily features are available, plus the River Lake Inn's many appetizers and Anita's fabulous homemade desserts. Spring is in full swing at the River Lake Inn. The birds are arriving daily. The purple martins and hummingbirds are back. Stop out and see them soon. Reservations are not required for groups of six or less. For information and directions, call the River Lake Inn at 269-432-2626 or go to riverlakeinn.com. The River Lake Inn will be open this weekend but closed on Monday for Memorial Day.
I can't look at the rocket launch, trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, located at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road, and of course by the River Lake Inn. Number of folks have questions, and we could add you to the list if you have a comment or question for Roger this morning for today's edition of Birdwatch. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. First up, Kathy, good morning.
Hi, Kathy.
Good morning, guys. Boy, was your quiz timely, because my question is about Oreos.
I knew that.
Roger, I'm impressed.
I'm physic.
Yeah.
Or is that
psychic? My brother always says you're psychedelic.
Yes. Well, what is your question, Kathy?
Well, I have a beautiful Baltimore Oriole coming to my grape jelly.
Uh-huh.
But I also have another bird who feeds frequently that doesn't look anything like a Baltimore Oriole other than the color. It's gold. It's like a golden color. And that was the first to appear at the cedar. And I'm not sure. I looked in my book that I bought from you years ago, and I wondered if perhaps it is a orchard Oreo that's immature.
Seeing an orchard Oreo here is possible, and they would be attracted to grape jelly. Not an immature one. By now, any of the young would be a year old, and they would have adult coloration. Do you see a female Oriole coming to your feeder?
Well, Well, I don't know. All I've seen is the traditional Baltimore Oriole.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's not a female Baltimore Oriole.
Oh. Are they more of a golden color?
Yeah, they're not as bright orange as the boys are.
Yeah, and it doesn't have any black in it, though.
Oh.
That I can see. If it does, it's not, you know, where I can see it visually.
Yeah.
Like maybe under the underside or something.
Right. Is it possible for you to get a picture of that
bird?
Sure, sure. Take a picture and send it to me. Roger.Taylor@WKZO.com.
Okay.
And
I'll do that.
That'll be an easier way to identify it. I find it really difficult to identify birds based on verbal descriptions.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because I may be missing something that you'll pick up on.
Well, and I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Now, and Roger, I was never going to say that.
And I might overlook a clear clue you were giving me. So let's try the picture approach, and we'll have an answer for you by next Saturday. How's that?
Okay. Do you have time for one other quick question?
Sure.
I'm having a terrible time getting hummingbirds. I haven't seen one. Could it be the placement of my feeders? When I go, you know, I've gone out to River Lake End, and theirs aren't, I mean, they're not spread terribly apart.
No.
But I'm wondering if I have mine too close together.
Let me ask you another. How frequently are you changing your nectar?
Often. And even though it's been cool and rainy, I've still been changing it probably every, when it got real hot, I was doing it every other day. Now that it's cooled down, I'm doing it every 3 days. I don't have anything green, and I'm not yet using red food coloring. And
thank you. Try moving the feeder.
Okay.
Hummingbirds are used to food sources changing on a day-to-day basis as plants begin blooming and stop blooming. And so if you move it in a hummingbird's world, that'll be a new flower that began blooming that day.
Oh, okay.
And
all
so
right, I'll give that a try.
Try moving it and see if that helps.
Okay, that will do.
I'll all look right. forward well, to thanks. Getting your picture.
Okay. All righty.
Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, Kathy. Phyllis also has a question for you. Good morning, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Is it legal to shoot sandhill cranes and turkeys and geese right now?
No.
It's not legal.
No, it's not hunting season.
No.
There is no hunting season on sandhill cranes.
There's no hunting season.
There's been talk. The same people who want to kill wolves in the UP
right.
have an interest in killing sandhill cranes, too.
Right.
But they're protected. There is a goose hunting season, but that was in the fall. And what was the third species you mentioned?
Geese, sandhills, and turkeys.
Oh, yeah, and there is a turkey season, but this ain't it.
Because we have a lot of sandhills that nest just west of us in a marsh.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of them that fly over all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we have another question is that I don't have any hummingbirds. I had four altogether, and they've all disappeared.
Well, were they males or were they females?
I had one male and one female, and then I had one female, and then a male came in, and now they're all gone.
Okay. It could simply be that they've all chosen territories, and your feeder isn't in any of those territories.
Okay.
Hummingbirds are fiercely territorial, and but I'll give you the same advice I gave the previous caller, and that is move your feeder and see if that doesn't attract their attention. Uh-huh. It may be a location problem that you're enduring.
Okay, we'll try that.
Okay.
We do it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you have a good day and a good holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Phil. So that's going to wrap up this morning's edition. Ken, if you wouldn't mind just hanging out a little bit longer, if it's okay with you, you can speak with Ken.
Yeah,
off air.
I'll talk to Ken off the air. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening to Birdwatch, and I'll talk to you Monday morning. You'll be here too, Tim.
I'll be here.
Yes, both of us filling in for Lori. Have a good weekend, everybody. Happy Memorial Day.
All right. Thank you very much, Roger, and thank you for listening to this morning's edition of Birdwatch. Each and every Saturday morning in the first half of the 8 o'clock hour, Birdwatch brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center and by the River Lake Inn. We'll check local news with John McNeil from the WKZO.com newsroom and Greg Crawford of Crawford Brothers Remodelers around the home. Coming up on 590 WKZO.